So we thank everybody for coming all the way here, all the way from down from around the corners, and all the way from across the waters, the two rivers, and a little bit more. So thank you everybody for coming. Thank you for everybody for making the past year, with all of its ups and downs. So incredible, we really appreciate it. We obviously thank Hashem for giving us all these opportunities. And I just thought it would be very appropriate, the year, our first year of marriage and leading up to Baby June's birth, I learned Masechet Berachot and Masechet Nedarim in YU. It was quite the excruciating experience learning 160 dafim in 1 year, and therefore I couldn't learn, do all of the review, all of the chazara in 1 year. So I've been spending the past year or so reviewing Masechet Berachot since he's been born. He was learning a Rashba and Berachot in the delivery room, and also every Shabbat in Pesach I make a point of sitting down in the Young Israel after Shacharit, and I review Berachot. At this point I've covered most of it in Pesach, in this house, in the Young Israel, in the Aguda, and in Ahavas. So it's a lot of things come together. It's most appropriate to make this siyum here as well. Masechet Berachot starts off discussing the halachot of Kiryat Shema, saying Shema Yisrael every day, probably definitely a mitzvah min HaTorah in some way. Then it speaks about tefillah, mitzvah min HaTorah in another way. And then it discusses berachot. It discusses the berachot on foods. It discusses the berachot of Birkat HaMazon, Zimun, berachot HaRi'iyah, on sights that you see things. And then the Gemara ends off discussing dreams, random points. And after that, it discusses Torah. Lots of ideas of Talmidei Chachamim. The most interesting question is, if we're going to start Shas, we're going to start the entire Torah Sheba'al Peh, why do we start with Masechet Berachot? You might tell me Kriyat Shema is every day. So okay, fine. So let's call it Masechet Kriyat Shema. Why is it called Masechet Berachot? Masechet Tefillah would be more appropriate. Why is it called Masechet Berachot? So that's Tzlach. Then Odav Yehuda, Rabbi Yechezkel Landau, wrote a book on us on Shas. He discusses many Agaritas, and he wrote a ton on Berachot. It's called Tzlach. It's an acronym for Tzion Nefesh Chaya. He wrote it in memory of his mother. So on Mother's Day, we'll discuss a Tzlach in honor of the Tzlach's mother and all the mothers here who make everything happen for us. The Tzlach says, the Gemara tells us in Masechet Nedarim, Al Ma Avda Aretz. Why was the Churban, the second Beit HaMikdash, destroyed? What did they do so? What was so wrong that they deserve such an incredible destruction? So the Gemara has a back and forth. And the final point of the Gemara is Al Shelo Birchu BaTorah Techila. They didn't say Birkot HaTorah. They didn't bless on the Torah right away in the morning when they woke up. They didn't see many things have been said about this point in the Gemara. But in the Tzlach's eyes, they didn't see Torah as something that they need in order to live their lives. They saw it as an intellectual pursuit, whatever it is. But the purpose of Torah is to inculcate the messages of Hashem. And if you don't recite Birkot HaTorah, you don't show that you're interested in inculcating them. We say Birkot HaTorah so the Torah should be ours. And when the Torah is ours, we don't forget it. Whereas if I just heard it and I didn't think about it, I didn't care about it, it's not important to me, then I forget it and I forget the values. And when I forget those values, so then I don't live a life of Torah, and the Torah is not guiding my actions, and therefore I mess up, and a churban, a destruction of the Beit HaMikdash, ensues. For this reason, the first Sefer Halakha written after the Gemara was finished, the Halachot Gedolot, one of the Geonim, we're not sure who exactly, but one of the Geonim wrote a book called Halachot Gedolot. The first page of Halachot Gedolot, he writes word for word, Birkot HaTorah, the same thing we say every morning, Asher b'charban mikol ha'amim, the Bahag wrote, copied into his Sefer first word for word, in order to show that this is why we're doing this, this is why we're learning. Because Asher b'charban mikol ha'amim, Hashem gave us the Torah, He chose us, and He wants us to keep it and use it. And that's why He's writing His Sefer, not for any other purpose. The Gemara says that Moshe Rabbeinu tried so hard to understand Torah, but he couldn't. So Hashem had to give it to him as a matana. And once Hashem gave it to him as a present, then he was able to understand. The Gemara in Avodah Zarah says that at first the Torah is called Hashem's Torah. But when we learn it, we say a beracha, Birkot HaTorah on it, it becomes our Torah. Just like when we have food. The whole world belongs to Hashem. But when you recite a beracha, as Ha'aretz Natan Levnei Adam, then the world becomes ours. You recite a beracha in order to ask permission for it to be mine, and I can benefit from it. So too when it comes to Torah. I recite a beracha on Hashem's Torah, and it becomes mine. And once it's mine, it sinks in, it makes an impact, and it affects who I am. That's why There was no shalom in the end of Vayit Sheni because they didn't recite Birkot HaTorah. Isn't it so odd? The Gemara asks, why was the Beit HaMikdash destroyed? So everybody knows they did aviras. They did terrible, horrific things. Everybody knows that. Why is it a question? So the Tzlach explains, compared to Bayit Rishon. Bayit Rishon, the first Beit HaMikdash, everybody left. Everybody jumped ship. They all went to Babel before it was destroyed. So who's left? The lay people. The people who don't even know that much Torah. So of course, so they didn't do so well. So they got destroyed. But Bayit Sheni, the biggest Tanaim, Rabban Yochanan ben Zakkai, Rabbi Akiva, all these huge Tanaim were living there. And the Beit HaMikdash was still destroyed. I have to figure out why. So that's why the Gemara asks. And the answer is because they didn't say a Birkat HaTorah the way they should have. They didn't care about Torah the way they should have. That's why Shas starts, that's why Torah Sheba'al Peh starts with Masechet Berachot. That the Amoraim are telling us, if you want your Torah to last, you have to say a Birkat HaTorah. And we're starting with one too. And that's why I thought it was a very special privilege that we got to learn our first year of marriage, we got to learn Masechet Berachot. And our first year of having a baby, we got to review Masechet Berachot. That we pray that the messages that we learn from Torah should be sunk into us, and we should remember them, and they should affect us and guide us as we raise our son. The Gemara concludes with something that fits so perfectly with this message. Amar Rabbi Elazar, Amar Rabbi Chanina. Talmidei Chachamim Marvim Shalom Ba'olam. Talmidei Chachamim, people who learn Torah, they recite a Birkot HaTorah, they bring Shalom into this world. Shneimar. It says that all of your children, all of your banim, should be limudei Hashem, and if you do that, you'll have so much shalom amongst your children. So the Gemara says, don't read it banayich, bonayich, the people who build, the people who are toiling in Torah, they're going to bring shalom because they're learning, and when they use those values that they learn, those values will bring shalom. And those values of shalom will bring the Beit HaMikdash. Shalom Rav lo avei Torah. There's a lot of shalom for people who love Torah. He says, "Ve'ein lamo mishon." They won't mess up. They won't make mistakes. He shalom mechelech, shalvar ve'menotayich. Everywhere you go in Olam Hazeh, there should be shalom. There should be shalva and shalvar ve'menotayich. Your Beit Hamikdash, your Armon, your palace should be b'shalva and tranquility. So leman echay ve'ray adaber ana shalom bach. Leman Beit Adonai, the Beit Hamikdash. We learn Torah, so we should have shalom. We should be zochet to a new Beit Hamikdash. Adonai Eloheinu Avak Shatov Lach. And the Gemara ends off. Adonai Oz Lamo Yiten. Hashem gives His oz, His strength, His Torah. He gives it to us. Yiten. And that's how Adonai Yivarech et Amo Vashalom. Shas ends the first Masechet with the very same message it begins with, that we have to have shalom. We have to inculcate the Torah by reciting Birkat HaTorah in order to make it count.